Voice connection.
Hi, my name is Mary. I was returning your call from customer support. May I have your zip code to locate the account, please?
48382.
483.
82. Uh-huh.
And may I have your name, please?
It's Delois Meisner. D-E-L-O-I-S, and Meisner is M-I-S-E-N-E-R.
And what's the first name again?
Delois, D-E-L-O-I-S.
Okay, give me a moment while I locate your name. Give me a moment, please. My computer is just loading. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I was on hold for 30 minutes calling me, and then they finally said, oh, this is your phone number? If it is, then press 1. And then they said, I'll call you. We'll have someone call you back.
I certainly
am. I was sitting there on hold for 30 minutes.
I apologize for the whole time. Will you verify your shipping address, please?
My address?
Your shipping address.
2988 Wynwood Court, Commerce
okay.
Township, Michigan.
Thank you, and I see that this is for the KitchenAid. How may I help you?
For the what? What I saw is your digital electronic company on my phone, on my bill, on my Fifth Third credit card bill, your digital electronic company. From Pennsylvania. I don't recognize those charges.
Okay, you don't recall paying $5.74 on October 18th for sweepstakes
to
get a KitchenAid? Yes.
Oh, no, No, I didn't order no KitchenAid.
Okay, is there
any... No, I remember that, and I canceled that. I mean, I didn't go for it, because once they said that it was going to charge me, they said I won it for $5.74. I won it. And then they want to charge me for it. I don't want it. I'm not going to accept it. And I already called my bank on that, too.
Okay, so you've already disputed the charge with your bank?
Well, no, they just told me to try calling you, and so I did, but I didn't get no answer.
Okay,
but no, I didn't order. You're talking about a KitchenAid appliance, right?
Yes. So it looks like the 574 charge did go through. So
yeah.
when the payment went through,
it also went through $67.32.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm trying to explain, if you will allow me to. Go ahead,
huh?
Ms. Meisner.
No, I'm just saying, explain.
Okay, so when the 574 payment went through, it was also a trial, and if the trial wasn't canceled within the trial period of time, then we enroll you into our discount membership, which is the $67.32 charge. So I can cancel this.
Okay, a trial for what?
For when you enter into the sweepstakes to get the KitchenAid, that was the sweepstakes, and the trial was for that, for our discount membership club. So if the trial wasn't canceled, we enroll you inside discount membership club, and we send you a $125 voucher to our gadget online store to order anything on our online gadget store. But I can cancel this for you, and as a courtesy, I can issue a 35% refund back to you.
35% is all you're going to refund me?
Yes, would you like for me to process a 35% refund?
I don't know. I want the entire thing. I don't want to pay for any of it. I didn't order no KitchenAid appliance. They said it was a free win. Win this appliance. Free. That's what they said.
Okay,
and I don't want the appliance. But, of course, I was going to take it if it's free. And all you have to pay is $5.74. But it's free. So I paid the $5.74, okay, but I didn't get it anyway, don't want it anyway, but I certainly don't want to pay no $73.06 for some kind of a thing that I didn't even get.
Okay, I can meet you halfway by doing a 50% refund.
Why would you make me pay anything? Why?
Because 50%. Due to the terms and conditions, the charge is a valid charge, but I will issue a full refund back to you. Give me a moment. Let me process the refund.
Thank you.
Okay. The refund will go back into your account 3 to 5 business days. The refund confirmation number is R as in Roger, 262-243-845.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Bye-bye.